Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks again for tuning in to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Lars Helgeson. He is the founder and CEO of GreenRope, who has been in the internet marketing space since 2000 when he co-founded one of the world's first email service providers, Cooler Email, in 2010 after spending several years designing and implementing a more comprehensive way to meet the needs of small and mid-sized businesses. He launched GreenRope, the world's first and only business operating system. In 2017, Lars published CRM for Dummies, part of the globally acclaimed For Dummies series of books. And Mr. Helgeson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, why is customer relationship management so important for every business?
Well, I think most importantly, every business has to have customers to survive. So when we talk about the understanding the relationships and tracking those relationships, that's really the lifeblood of a business. If you don't, the decisions that you make are based on conjecture and guessing, and things fall through the cracks. You've got salespeople that are managing relationships with their leads and keeping existing clients happy. You've got marketing that's trying to attract leads and understanding what happens with those leads when they enter your sales funnel. You've got customer service. You've got people that are handling those requests. You've got people interacting with you on social media. All these different methods of interacting with you and your brand. And if you don't have a centralized way to manage all of that, you're losing data or you're losing customers. And what we want to do as businesses is make sure we grow as quickly as possible, run as efficiently as possible, and lose as few customers as possible.
It is so simple, makes total sense, and a great place to kick things off here today. Now, how can a CRM be used as a marketing tool?
Well, the R in CRM stands for relationship. And in the traditional sense of what CRMs have been used for in the past, a lot of sales has driven them. You know, originally they were designed as a tool for a salesperson to say, you know, I had a call with this lead. This is what we talked about. I'm going to schedule a call in the next 6 months. And in the old days, that was sufficient. But as the universe and the world, the marketing, the business world has changed, we need to have a better understanding of more of those relationship touch points. And there are a lot of technologies that allow us to do that. We have email, we have social media, we have text messaging, we have phone calls, all of these other media that we use to track the relationships and how they get started and how they nurture them from first understanding about who you are all the way through the decision-making process and then afterwards turning them into advocates for your brand. That entire customer journey is managed through sales, marketing, and customer service, and of course the other operational elements of your business, but they're all connected. And that's the important part. If you're going to do CRM, you want to understand the relationship, and marketing is an important part of that relationship. Whether they see an ad on Facebook, or they see an ad on Google or Bing, or they see an ad that you maybe post on, even on like a TV, we see those where it says enter in this particular keyword to get a particular discount or an offer or whatever. All of those are ways that marketing is connecting the dots so that when sales gets a lead, they know what kind of leads are coming from which channels. And that's where the integration of sales and marketing and customer service into a single complete CRM makes the most sense.
Now, looking at your company, GreenRope, what makes GreenRope stand out from its competitors in the space?
Yeah, GreenRope was built from the beginning as an inclusive system. You know, there are a lot of CRMs on the market, and you know, the 800-pound gorilla, the Salesforce, the Microsoft, the Oracles, they're all very large, very well-established businesses, and they have great software. The difference is that if you use one of those traditional CRMs, once you start pulling in data from other systems, it gets complicated and it gets expensive. So you think about if you have a CRM that's based in this traditional role of, say, sales-centric CRM, And then you want to start pulling in data, say, from social media or email or your website or videos being tracked, or if you want to start doing communication through text messaging, or if you want to do, say, like chat integration, or if you want to set up a customer service ticketing system. All of those different components of your business need to use some software to do all that. Now, in the traditional sense, you're going out and you're buying other software. You're going out and you're saying, well, I'm gonna go out. Maybe you'll say, you know, I like the best of breed in a particular thing. Then someone has to figure out how to get that data into the CRM. That means you have to hire developers. You have to have people managing APIs. You have to figure out what happens if there's a collision in data. In other words, what happens if, say, you send an email out with an email newsletter, someone clicks to unsubscribe. How does that unsubscribe data get back into the CRM? Is it immediate? Is it seamless? Can you trigger automation when that happens? All of those questions can be magnified when you start pulling in all the elements that build into your CRM. So you think about all the different marketing channels, the different software. On average, marketers use 6 different pieces of software. Salespeople, they hate using different pieces of software, so they don't want to jump into a marketing system. And you hear the story over and over again where you've got a salesperson that's using their CRM. The marketing team says, well, if you want to get marketing data, you want to log into your CRM or log into the marketing software to do that. The salespeople never do it because they don't have the time. They don't have the interest. If you can provide that data to the salesperson in real time, they'll use it. And so GreenRope was built on the idea that all of these things should be in one system. Every person, whether you're in marketing, you're in sales, or you're customer service, all of your interaction should be with one piece of software. And what ends up happening is that simplifies the system. It simplifies everything. When we talk to our customers and compare the kinds of solutions that we have, we save companies over 90%, both in cost and in time to implement, because there's no need to go out and pull in different external software. GreenRope includes all of those things in one.
Really some fantastic insight and information shared so far today. We're speaking with Mr. Lars Helgelson. He is the founder and CEO of GreenRope, the world's first and only business operating system, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Lars, how have you seen companies leverage their CRM in the age of COVID-19? Love to hear some feedback on that.
Well, you know, everyone's now working from their home offices. And what happens is, you know, in an office, you generally can hold people a little bit more accountable because you know they're coming in at 8. You can kind of see what they're doing during the day. You can see if they're spending a lot of time in the break room or if they're, you know, going off and boondoggling wherever, playing golf. When you're at home, you don't have that visibility. When everyone is working from home, you have to have some way to hold people accountable, and you have to have some way to share information across the different components of your business. In a bit, like I said, in an office, everyone's in the same place. You can walk down the hall. You can talk to somebody if you have a question. You don't have that luxury when everyone is distributed. And the desire for everyone to jump on a phone call or jump on a chat or whatever, it may be a very inefficient way for you to run your business. So when you can get everybody on a CRM, you get people sharing information in a way that's meaningful and efficient, while also creating an environment of accountability. And when you do that, now the decisions that are being made in the business are based on data, not based on conjecture or estimates. So when you make data-driven decisions, businesses grow faster, they run more efficiently, and people are happier. People know what they're doing is contributing as a team, in a team environment, to everybody else. And that's the idea that you want to build around your CRM. CRM is not just software. CRM is culture. CRM is something that connects everyone in your business to work together. And ultimately, that's what we want to create, is a team-based environment where everyone in the company cares about what everybody else is doing, they know what everybody else is doing, and then you can leverage automation to make it more efficient.
I like it. I like it a lot. And being efficient is certainly a huge bonus right there. Now, what can you tell us about the Give Back CRM initiative GreenRope launched earlier this year? Get into some of those highlights.
Yeah, that was an important one for us. You know, COVID has hit the world very hard, and it's caused a lot of people to lose their jobs. There's been a lot of uncertainty in the economy. You know, there's been a lot of misinformation being spread back and forth. And I think what's happened is in times when people are afraid, they tend to give less because they're more afraid of losing what they have, which is a very natural human reaction. And the sad part about that is that the organizations that help the people the most are the nonprofits. Those are the people that, or the organizations who care the most about the people around them, whether it's feeding, helping veterans, homeless, disadvantaged people, whatever it is. Those nonprofits are the ones that are really needed to carry our society through times like this. And when you've got fear in times like this, they get less money. They get less resources available to help them help other people. And so the Give Back CRM initiative was centered around finding ways to provide our technology, our CRM and marketing automation technology, and to as many nonprofits as possible so that they would have the resources available to communicate and fundraise and manage their donors and help them execute their missions in a way that where they don't have to stress about the cost of setting up a CRM. So our system is, our plan with the initiative is very simple. As long as they come in and they learn how to use our platform, and we have a certification program that they go through to learn everything that they need, then they get free access to the CRM, and they can send out as many emails as they want. They can have as many different websites as they want. They can raise as much money as they want. It's all managed within our platform, and it's really focused around helping these nonprofits reach their mission of helping as many people as possible.
Mr. Hegelson, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today and really appreciate what you do on behalf of Green Rope. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else we should be aware of as we bring things to a close today?
Yeah, you know, I think when talking about the economy and some of the stress that can be going around I'm sure business owners, people that are hearing this podcast, everyone struggles with trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. And I would say, one of the most important things as business owners is we have to remember to not panic and take a step back and really focus on the strategy of how we want to accomplish what we want to accomplish with our businesses. And I think that CRM plays an important role in that, but we also have to understand who our target markets are. We have to understand what our customer journeys look like, and we have to understand what sort of information we need to keep inside of our business and how we want to leverage that. As managers and leaders and owners of our businesses, it's up to us to do that. So times like this, while it may be stressful, if we can take a step back and reanalyze the way we're doing business, then that will help us be better leaders as we emerge from everything that's happening with the pandemic, and we will emerge stronger, more organized, and more efficient. And that's really what we want to do. We want to set ourselves up for growth in the future and make sure that we have all the right tools in place so that we can scale.
A tremendous way to conclude things here today on a positive note. Really do appreciate all the insight and information shared here today. Where can listeners get more information online on Green Rope and also be in touch?
So we have our website, greenrope.com, and you can go and see a lot on there. We've got a lot of video content, a lot of comparisons, a lot of information, white papers, all that. So all that's on there. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you look me up, L-A-R-S, Lars Helgeson, H-E-L-G-E-S-O-N, I'm on LinkedIn. Feel free to connect. And you know, I'm happy to be a resource for anyone who is interested in learning more about not even just what we do, but about CRM and marketing automation. I'm happy to be there to be helpful to anybody who needs it.
And certainly appreciate that. And again, Mr. Hegelson, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Lars Hegelson. He is the founder and CEO of Green Rope, the world's first and only business operating system. And for all the details, simply visit greenrope.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
This is the ePodcast Network.